It's the jingle of the day. Sha-la-la, la-la-da-da. This is the Go-Go team cut from the very successful PAM Series 29 Go-Go, created in 1965 to capitalize on the Go-Go craze, sweeping nightclubs first in Europe and then across America. The WABC lyrics were sha-la-la-la-da-da repeated three more times. The All-American Go-Go teams on 77 WABC. The famous Dallas sessions, which produced many custom WLNG jingles, including this one, were conducted in 1976, then again in 1980. The 1976 sessions were supervised personally by PAM's founder Bill Meeks, with whom Paul Sidney and Rusty Potts traveled to Dallas to meet. However, in September 1978, PAM suspended operations because of financial difficulties. Meeks went on to other projects, but a close friend and fellow jingle enthusiast of Paul Sidney's, by the name of Ben Friedman, was able to purchase some of the old PAM's jingle masters from a broadcasting school to which they had been sold to, partially to satisfy an IRS lien. Ben formed a company called CPMG, through which Ben and another good friend of Paul's by the name of Kennard Deutsch started producing re-sings of the classic PAM's jingles. These constituted the WLNG jingles created during the 1980 Dallas sessions. After close to 40 years, we're not able to differentiate which of these two Dallas sessions, 4 years apart, produced which WLNG custom jingles. In any case, this cut was customized for WLNG in Dallas in either 1976 or 1980 using the original 1965 instrumental track, but with new lyrics, sha-la-la-la-la-da-da, repeated three more times. The personalities all are on the real entertainer, WLNG. Notice there's nothing about Go-Go in the WLNG lyrics. To finish the story, Jonathan Wolford's Jam Jingle Company purchased ownership of the PAMS Corporation in 1990, and after lengthy litigation, all ownership issues of the PAMS material were resolved in 1997, with Wolford gaining complete ownership, but with his friends Kennard licensed to produce re-sings of the jingles and to sell CDs of the classic PAMS material to collectors. Ben Friedman decided to go on to other pursuits and passed away in 2013 of a heart attack at the age 63. Kennard has retired from producing re-sings and selling CDs, but is very active as a writer and continues to write articles for Radio World. Jonathan Wolford's Jam is the leading producer of new jingles today. Bill Meeks, the legendary founder of PAMS, remained active in production and advertising right up until he passed away in 1999 of cancer at the age of 78.
Personalities all are on the real entertainer, WLNG.